So while we know the long-term matters, most CEOs are risking staying too focused on following the winds rather than pursuing a tightly defined strategic position. Would love to see more people pursuing that innovative approach, whereas we're seeing a big drawback in innovative approaches, which are making bets for the long term. And so just a little bit on the commentary that we've been hearing around this as we've talked with CEOs and their leadership teams. You know, ultimately, you need to do more than just think about the long term. And when we talked about this, people are recognizing, right? They're thinking on agility. It plays into this tension between preparing for recession versus preparing for recovery. Most saw this, the short-termism that I was just talking about, as having a bit of an expiration. So they're focused on both how their earlier board conversations went. So, you know, January, February board conversations, how did those go? General market performance across Q1, how is Q1 looking? Once they see that, they're thinking about, okay, then they'll be able to take their strategic position and their longer term positions. So we should hopefully be looking out into the next quarters where people start to draw back from these agile or short-term reactive approaches. So Norm, I want to again turn it to you. Tell us a little bit about what you've been hearing, what you've been seeing clients doing in this space.
Yeah, Brian, I think the chart on the right hand of slide 5, really reflects what we're also seeing in the marketplace. So that shift from this innovative growth approach to that more focused growth approach. And I think while there's still clients who are a little bit in that agile, we've definitely seen a lot of clients focusing on shoring up the base. So focusing on those high performing, higher margin product accounts and extracting incremental growth and margin from those top customer segments by doing some of the things that we mentioned, like optimizing coverage. We've also seen some re-examining of channel strategies and partners to make sure you're leveraging your resources as effectively. And then also leveraging account-based marketing programs to cross-sell into that base. And there's no doubt that for many companies, there's still a lot of growth to be had here. I think with the exception of a few smaller clients, we haven't seen that many companies really placing their bets in that innovative category, which of course makes sense, right? It's a higher risk strategy right now. It's a higher cost growth strategy. You have to invest in marketing to launch new products, reach new markets, et cetera, in this time of uncertainty. However, I think to your point, this is a strategy that could pay off handily if you're willing to take the risk here.